Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see each one of you at Jenkins Church this morning, our last Sunday of 2008. Take just a moment. Let's stand and greet each other this morning.
Greetings again. Beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
That come from Russia or here?
Russia. My mom freshman 10 years ago.
It's nice. Pretty sure.
It's good to see each one of you with us this morning. Any announcements that anyone in the congregation has? No?
Ask that again.
Any announcements?
Newsletter, if you have an article, it'll probably be a bit late this time, but write it and send it in.
All right. Any prayer requests or praise reports this morning? Okay. I guess. Melanie what? Okay. Good. good. Yes. Let's pause. This is our last Sunday of the year. We don't know what the next year will bring, but we do know that we have a God who knows our future, has us in the palm of His hand, and is wanting the very best for us. So let's ask the Lord to come into our service this morning and meet with us.
Let's all turn in our hymnals. Stand, please, and turn in our hymnals to 144, or it might be on screen.
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
No, it's not going to be on screen.
Standing as we have our gathering words found in your bulletin. Christmas has come, Christ has come. We gather remembering the gift of Christ. We worship rejoicing in the gift of Christmas, even as we pray for spirit-filled wisdom to guide our new year.
Turn now to hymn 152. I heard the bells on Christmas Day, they're all familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. I thought how as the day had come, the bell rings of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head, there is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and lost the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Yet feel the bells more loud and deep, God is not
doth he sweep the wrongs compare, the right prepare, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then ringing, singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day, a voice, a chime, a chant sublime, of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Let us pray. When will it be a reality? Peace on earth, goodwill to men. We can't do much about, or maybe we can't do anything about other people, but we ourselves can bring about peace and goodwill wherever we go. And just maybe, it'll be catching. Lord, our Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the Christmas season. And Lord, we recognize that very possibly, and that it was not December as we know it, that Jesus was born. But Lord, we have chosen a day to acknowledge you coming into the world. So whenever it was, we thank you for a season to celebrate it, and we thank you, Lord, that it happened, that you saw our need, that you reached down with yourself to lift us up and to help us to live in peace and bring about goodwill with those that we come into contact with. Lord, we pray for your leadership in this hour, that it be that we would truly worship you in truth and in spirit. And Lord, we pray for every group that's gathered in your name at this time, or whenever they gather today, and we pray that your name would be lifted up, your Son would be lifted up. The world would be changed as we put our faith in you. And we offer our prayer in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And you may be seated.
And again, let's turn in our hymnals. Sing some more Christmas carols. Larry said this week he didn't want to see us say goodbye to the hymns. So turn please to 139. I wonder as I wander. We'll do the first verse of all of these.
As I wander out under the sky, how Jesus the Savior did come forth to die. For poor, hungry people like you and like I wonder as I wander out under the sky.
And 143.
Infant holy, infant lowly, for his bed in the cattle stall. Oxen lowing, little knowing, Christ obeyed his Lord of all. Spirits are ringing, angels singing, Noel's ringing, tidings bringing, Christ obeyed his Lord of all. Christ obeying his Lord of all.
128. Familiar hymn 170. Hymn 170 kind of takes us from the birth through it all. So let's sing 1, 3, and 5 of 170.
Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried.
sentence this morning comes from 1 Corinthians. So then, men ought to regard us as servants of Christ and as those entrusted with the secret things of God. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. Will our ushers come forward?
Go to God in prayer. Lord God, your trust certainly has not been misplaced, but we do falter. Lord, your word reminds us that what we have is a trust from you. Lord, we pray for your direction in the use of that which we have. And we pray that your Spirit would so work in us that you would keep us faithful in returning to you a portion for the work that you have called your people to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Manger, how I wish we would have known the love. Scripture today is from Luke, 2nd chapter, verses 21 through 40. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. When the time of their purification, according to the law of Moses, had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and upon to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people. Light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed him and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against you, so that in many thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. A sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. As the child grew and became strong, he was filled with wisdom, and grace of God was upon him. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
We've all been so busy, have we not? We've been busy, busy, busy. We've been busy with many things, but the last few weeks, or the last few days, we have really been busy with Christmas and those things that surround it, of the celebration of Christmas. Have you done much last week that was not involved with Christmas? Well, it's not over yet. Some things we want to be over quickly. Think of some things that we want to be over quickly. I heard one, I believe she's a great grandmother, or maybe even a great great grandmother, express that tail lights are so beautiful. That is when all the company pulls out of the driveway. She says, there comes a time when you've had enough. Now, I can't say this at the 10:15 service because we still have company.
But isn't that true?
And please don't repeat it. Think of something that you want over quickly. Maybe many things. Get out of school, etc. Other things we hope will last and last and last. And I was thinking a bowl of ice cream. Remember when I got turned on to homemade vanilla and preached about it and then got accused of getting other people addicted to homemade vanilla by Blue Bell. I hadn't had a bowl of homemade vanilla by Blue Bell in a long time. But every time I get one, I want it to last and last and last. But a long trip, we get so tired of sitting in that seat. Our legs get tired. Our eyes become tired. And we want it to be over. We'd like for it to be over quickly. And children begin to say, are we there yet? And we probably said that when we were children. Now the recent election. We do remember there was an election in November. Do you remember that? Now this is not a political statement. It's an observation. Okay? I heard many people say, and I'm sure others around the world, around the country, maybe around the world, kept saying, I will be glad when it's over. But friends, the first Tuesday in November was not the end of the political scene that we will deal with. It was a pause. And things have been going on since then. A new cabinet, a new resident of the White House, and this happens every 4 years or at least every 8 years. Does anybody remember Hank Ketchum? Who was Hank Ketchum?
Dennis the Menace.
Is Dennis the Menace still in the comic strips? They say when you become a man, you put away childish things, and somewhere about 60, I put away the comic strips. But every once in a while, I still like to, not 1960, 860, and I still like to go and read them, and I'll read selected ones now. Well, Dennis the Menace, he didn't only have, was not only the main character of a comic strip, but I think there were movies made about him and all of that. And I enjoyed it immensely. I wasn't that mean, I don't think, but the neighbors may have thought that I was. He once drew a cartoon of Dennis sitting, Ketchum did, drew this cartoon of Dennis sitting in a pile of opened gifts on Christmas morn, mutilated wrapping paper all around, and Dennis looks to his parents and asks, is this all? Is this all? He didn't want it to be over. Christmas. Some want it to be over. And others say of the Christmas experience, is this all? To respond to both statements, Christmas is not over, even in today's world, and Christmas certainly wasn't over with the birth of Jesus. Christmas continues. And for proof of that, Savannah reminded those gathered last evening that in the Eastern Church, Christmas is celebrated January the 7th. We celebrate 12 days of Christmas in the Western world, which we are a part of, Roman Catholic world, or we're so influenced by it. We celebrate Christmas on December the 25th. But for the Eastern Orthodox Church and the other churches that put Orthodox in their name, it's January the 7th. Different calendar, I believe it is, that even the church there follows. Christmas is not over. But hopefully, Christmas won't be over January the 7th either. What has happened with our Christmas celebration? That is not all that there is to Christmas. And so that we would... Did anybody take their Christmas tree down the afternoon of the 25th? One did, okay. That's okay, I mean... But it's not over. Just remember, it's not over. The Shulers, they're not here. She'll decorate her mailbox and her house day after Halloween. Which is that right? That those who drive by her house... Really, I guess David does it, but Teresa sees it is done. And then, but I bet it's down before 6 o'clock on Christmas Day. But from a spiritual sense, let's don't let Christmas be over. I'm just a little too lazy on Christmas afternoon to take that down. What am I talking about? Talking about Jesus. Christ Mass. Taken from the Mass that the church has celebrated for 2,000 years. And I can say with Jesus, the fun has just begun. And then, for his sake, or for his situation, the tragedy had just begun for his life. The tragedy that he went through on our behalf. But Christmas passed, having passed the day, the birth having been celebrated, or go back to 4 B.C., and the birth experience that Mary giving birth to a baby. After that, it is now time to experience the blessings of Jesus coming into the world. It's now to experience and celebrate the benefits that come with His entrance into the world. Or we might say, it is now time to enjoy Jesus. Some phrases that came to mind, maybe God planted them there, or at least let them pass through my mind. Now, the Sunday after Christmas, and throughout the year, it's time to relate to Jesus. Relate to Him. It's time to at least attempt to understand Jesus as much as we can. And I don't think we will ever fully understand Him. But we can learn of Him, study about Him, and experience Him in our life and interact with Him. Right now, today, next Sunday, April, June, July, it's time to serve Jesus. So that's the point. It's not over because we have opportunities to be of service to Him in this world. To experience His blessings on our life and to share Him with the rest of the world. Give Him away, if you will. It was so with Mary and Joseph. That's the way it was with Mary and Joseph. After Jesus was born, the work had just begun. Susan and the boys have been with us since last Saturday, and Jamie has been with us since he had to work longer than Susan did, so they came in, and I was watching Susan and the boys, and it's work being a mom. And you know that. And I mentioned the tasks that she was required to do are the things that she was required to do as a mother. And her response was, she kind of shook her head, "I have never worked so hard at anything." And the blessing in her life, when Jamie's around, he does half of it, or more than half of it. And she still shook her head and said, "I have never worked so hard at anything in my life." And then there are the joyous moments also in raising children. But with Jesus, there were difficult times. There was diaper changing. There was wiping a runny nose. There was administering help when he needed, rubbing scant knees, running with the child, teaching, joyous moments, but moments that are really work. Mary and Joseph were so busy following the birth of Jesus. And if we stop talking about the birth of Jesus at the birth experience in the stable, we miss so much. They were so busy following the birth. They had to go to the temple on the eighth day for the circumcision. After 40 days, Mary had to go to the temple for the rite of purification. And then somewhere in there, they had to go for the dedication of the Lord Jesus, since He was the firstborn. They were observers of the Jewish law. And the Jewish law said that the firstborn must be dedicated to the Lord, the firstborn of a family, the firstborn of the cattle, the firstborn of the children, dedicated to the Lord, or a substitute dedicated in the place of. And if you were wealthy, you brought a sheep. If you were poor, you could bring a pigeon or a dove. Mary and Joseph brought a dove. We understand. So they were so busy. The next month, travel wasn't an SUV with car seats. It was by donkey or by walking. If anyone thought the Christmas story ended in the manger at Bethlehem, you may need to think again. If anyone thought Thursday, my day's mixed up. If anyone thought Thursday was the end of Christmas, it was time to shut up and get on with the more important things, we need to realize that the birth and the events connected to the birth, those following the birth, are important. While Mary and Joseph were in the temple, they were met by two people. One was Simeon and one was Anna. And about all that I know about these people is right here in Acts chapter 2. Simeon. The Holy Spirit was directing Simeon. See, the Holy Spirit did not just come at the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit was present back at creation, a third person of the Trinity. And the Holy Spirit spoke to the individuals through the years, but it came in a marvelous way at the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2. You can read about it. But God was speaking through His Spirit, through history. And the Holy Spirit directed Simeon to go to the temple court. And there he met Mary and Joseph and Jesus. And he took Jesus in his arms and offered praise to God. And verse 29, 30, 31, 32, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory to your people Israel. Back in verse 25 we read, Simon was a righteous and devout man. You'd look at him and say, a good man, a holy man, right with God, trying to do what he could to serve God, devoted. And he was old, and he knew he was going to die, but he had been promised that he would not die until he saw the salvation of Israel, or the consolation of Israel. Verse 25, he was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And when Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple, there he was. And he saw, he understood that this baby was the Christ. Don't know how he understood that, except the Holy Spirit. Many other babies had been brought to the temple for dedication, you can believe. Jesus wasn't the only one. But when Simeon saw this one, he realized that he was the Christ. And he made this glorious pronouncement about Jesus. A pronouncement to Gentiles and Jews alike. But that was not all that Simeon said about Jesus. The child's father and mother, they marveled at what he said. What he said about Jesus. Simeon blessed them. Then he spoke more to Mary. The child is destined to cause the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and the sword will pierce your own soul also. And we know that at the crucifixion, 33 years later, Mary had to watch her son hang on a cross. And as the javelin was thrust into his side, you know that that pierced her very soul. Someone said of this prophecy that Seneca, a saint of old, had said that man needed God to reach down and take a hold and lift us up. And that's what he did when he sent Jesus. Man couldn't reach up to God by any means. It wasn't possible. It was too difficult. And in Jesus, God reached down. And then there was the prophet, or prophetess, Anna. Very old, but she lived at the temple. She prayed a lot. She fasted a lot. Says she never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting, praying. And she saw Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus. It says, verse 38, she kept coming up to them at that very moment. She gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. I can visualize her right now. An old woman in her 80s running around telling everybody who would listen to her, that's the Savior. That's the promised Messiah. He is our redemption. He is our Savior. I see Anna as a witness of Jesus. I see her as an evangelist, telling the good news, telling the story of Jesus. Go back to verse 34. Simeon spoke of Jesus being the cause of the rising and the falling of many. The child is destined to cause the falling and the rising of many in Israel. Not only in Israel, but in the United States also. Throughout the world. He came to the Gentiles as well as the Jewish. Will he be your rising or will he be your falling? He calls us to grasp his hand, so to speak, and allow him to lift us up. Lord God, thank you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for loving us so much. For caring, taking the initiative to save us. Even when we didn't know that we needed to be saved. Lord, thank you for a time of celebration. Of the birth of the Savior, your Son, come into the world. And Lord, when all of the decorations are gone, packed away, Lord, help us to keep in the forefront of our mind the presence of your Son. Let Christmas not be over. Ever.
And in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thou didst leave thy throne. The song to Jesus. Let's stand together and sing. It's 127. Let's sing 1 and 4. Thou didst leave thy throne and come to earth
for our benefit.
Thou didst leave thy throne and thy kingly crown when thou camest to earth for me. But in Bethlehem's home was there found no room for thy holy nativity. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. Thou camest, O Lord, with the living word that should set thy people free. But with mocking scorn, when with crowns of thorns they bore thee to Calvary. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee.
Lord God, we thank you again and again for coming to earth to redeem us, coming in the person of Jesus, the Christ child, but the man who went to the cross. Lord, abide with us always, forever. Amen. That's okay. You got emotions. You got a heart. Isn't that right?
I did.
Half work. You doing the half work?
We met somebody good. Why?
What? We have to go check it out one day. When are you going to fix lunch for us and buy it over?
Well, I don't know about that. If he buys it, I'll fix it.
Man works like you, I ought to have something to buy.
Ben's like me too.
Thank you, ma'am.
Completely on or just a...